Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
This podcast will definitely contain naughty words and spoilers.
Welcome back.
It's not got better in the last week, that impression. It's not improved.
I've been practicing. I haven't. That was a whim. A whimsical moment.
It was whimsical.
We are back a week earlier than we normally are because we watched Second Terminator, Judgment Day.
Yeah. The good one.
It was good. Although, you did push it a little bit because you made us watch the special edition one.
I did. Because it puts all the deleted scenes back in.
Which, albeit, was good. And there were some really good bits in it, but I did get a bit bored, didn't I? I've got quite a short attention span, apparently. Anyways, yeah. So this film was released in 1991.
30 years now.
Oh my God, it is. So the synopsis is, a Terminator is set on a mission to kill Sarah's son, John Connor. However, another cyborg, who was after Sarah's life, has now been assigned to protect him. It gives away so much straight away.
They did it in the trailers as well. They ruined it in the trailers. Spoilers.
Yeah.
Arnie's now a good guy and is coming to protect John. And there's a new Terminator bad guy.
Yeah. I never watched the trailers of the film because you wouldn't let me.
No, because it didn't gives
look
away.
I didn't look up the synopsis until we nearly did this.
Actually got to, even though they kind of give it away in the film because the bad guy kills a police officer right at the start.
Yeah.
But then Arnie kills loads of police, people at a bar. So swings around about.
I was not sure. I was like, could he not be?
You kind of got it spoiler free.
Yeah, it was quite nice actually. So the film opens with traffic on a road and then it goes across like a park with loads of kids playing in it, like on the swings and stuff. And then there's like a big, it's like I've written down something about a car, but there's like a car in a skeleton. So I don't know whether that's the moment that you see like...
It like transitions from kids playing to the...
Like a wasteland.
The future.
Yeah. So it's, I think there was a bit of talking at the beginning, wasn't there?
Sarah does a voiceover.
Yeah, and it's something about how there was 3 billion lives lost on the 29th of the 8th, 1997.
Yeah, I can't remember the date, but it's 97.
And then it goes to like LA in 2029 again, which is obviously the waste.
Yeah, still
which
there.
Is tier 29.
Tier 29, yeah, back to tier 29.
Oh, crap, nothing's changed. And then she said basically that it's Judgment Day and a war, and the war against the machines. And then you see this tank, not a space thing that I said last time.
Space vehicle.
Space vehicle. This is literally a tank, and it's crushing all the skulls again. And actually, I've written down the graphics are a bit better this time. I think we hit the 90s and we were starting to get a little bit better.
It gets even better in this film.
Yeah, well. It does. It is better. So it's pretty good. And then there's like a tunnel and soldiers, and they're basically talking about what happened in the last film. So yeah. They're like recapping it, aren't they?
Yeah, kind of.
So basically, you see, I think you see John Connor, don't you?
Yeah.
And he says that he needs to send someone back because there's someone trying to kill him as a child, as a baby or something. Hasn't that happened or mentioned?
Don't know. Okay. Before he's born.
Before he's born. But anyways, they said basically he's a protector for John, so he's going to send one back.
All right.
I think. I don't know. That's what I've written down. I just written
the voice
one
over?
Her.
He doesn't say it.
Oh, okay. And then second, John with child. When child.
Yeah, it's the voiceover. So okay. She says, the first Terminator came to kill me, so John could never be born. And now they've sent another.
To send him as a child.
To kill John as a child.
Right.
And as before, the Resistance send back one protector.
Okay.
And then...
So Terminator there's some two, epic Judgment music, Day, and then there's T2, actually.
Oh, T2. Yeah.
Judgment Day. And T2. Then it basically closes with, like, this creepy Terminator face, like, with no face on it. It's just the metal bit. Pretty grim. So then there is a truck pulling away, and rubbish and sparks, as per usual, and there's another naked Arnie, but you do not see no Wang in this one, do you?
No Dong in this film, no.
No
he's
Johnson.
A hero now.
Yep, no Johnson in this one. Is it Austin Powers? Johnson.
Terrible.
That film has not aged well. When no. I watched it again, I cringed the whole way through it. So there's another naked Arnie, and so I think he goes back to another bloody bar again, naked. Well, this time he goes to a bar, because
yeah,
last time he walked past a load of young kids, didn't he?
Yeah,
like
this
teenagers.
Time he goes into a biker bar.
Yeah, of all places. It's wonderful. Everyone, of course, is like looking, and then I think he has a bit of a fight, doesn't he, in there? And he asks for this guy's clothes, boots, keys, and motorbike.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle. Looks like no, and puts a cigar out on his chest.
Yeah, on his chest. Yeah,
that doesn't end well.
No, it doesn't.
Arnie fucks everyone up.
He does. He beats the shit out of everyone, and then the barman like takes a gun out and fires at him, and he's like, he just walks over to him and takes.
And he says,
his...
I can't let you take the man's bike. This is outside, isn't it?
Yeah.
He points a shotgun at him, and Arnie walks over and takes it out of his hand. Like,
yeah.
Cheers.
And then takes his sunglasses and. So he takes his sunglasses and takes a gun and off he goes on the motorbike. And it's like a pretty hefty motorbike, isn't it, as well? It's like the ones that look like little sofas. Like a little chair you can just sit
choppers.
On.
They're called choppers.
Oh, okay.
Like Harley Davidsons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like a kid's bike.
Not like a sofa.
They look sofa. But when you look at people sitting on them, they look really comfortable. They look like you're like long distance, comfortable, like they're leaning back. Do you know what I mean, though? It just, anyways, if anyone actually understands what I'm talking about, let me know. But they do look like chairs. You sat like a big comfy chair. Anyways, there's like...
Sofa on wheels.
So there's some more sparks, and the cop car happens to pull up. And you see he comes out with his torch and a gun. And you see like he's looking through this metal fencing, like the fencing. And he sees another naked man. And then he kills the cop. Takes his gun and uniform and then gets in the car and he puts into like the little computer machine in there.
Yeah.
And he searches for John Connor. Wah, wah, wah. Scary stuff.
That was just scary stuff noise, was it?
Yeah, I was starting to go wah, wah, wah. I realised that actually wasn't the right thing because that's when you do something silly. So there's a street scene and there's a kid. I've written that it's got like a really shit bike.
It's a little like scrambler, isn't it?
Yeah. And his foster parent or mum is like moaning about him and his foster dad's like shouting about it. And he's saying, oh, he's out of control and we can't control him, all this sort of stuff. So his dad goes out to speak to him. And then the kid gets on the bike and drives off with on his shit bike with his shit friend.
With his shit ginger mullet.
Just all around shit. So, Sarah Connor, and I put in brackets, she's 29 now. She's doing pull-ups in a sort of like mental... I've written down mental hospital. That's not right. It's like a mental health institution.
Psychiatric hospital.
That's the one. Yeah. Let's get it correct. And basically, she... they're talking to the doctor, and he said about how she stabbed him in the knee.
Yeah. You notice that the doctor is the same one who talks to Kyle in the police station.
Yeah.
Terminator 1. Yeah.
So the doctors like all around, like looking sort of into the room at her, because they're saying that what she's saying is just insane. So she's obviously one of these people that are quite interesting to look at and like understand what's going on with her. So they send two orderlies in to go in and give her a meds, and they basically beat her up. I don't know what is the horrible orderly in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, there's always an orderly that
who's a total scumbag.
Yeah. There's always an arsehole orderly in a mental institution in a film.
Yeah. And he gave me all the wrong kinds of like...
So cliche.
Yeah. But he was grim. So that's her getting beaten up. So the cop is now at the address of the foster parents. And he's like, he asks for a photograph. He asks where John Connor is. And they said, well, we don't know. And he said, well, have you got like a recent photo of him? And they're going, oh, is there any issues and things? And he's like, oh, no. Or does he say, oh, no? Or he just needs to speak to him.
To talk to him.
Yeah. Then it cuts to...
Then the foster parents are like, there was some big biker guy here this morning looking for him too.
Oh, I missed that bit.
Yeah, they say that. And the other Terminator, the bad guy Terminator, the T-1000...
I'll get to that in a minute when I say. You don't know what his name is. Yeah, I just written down a cop. Yeah.
But he says, I wouldn't worry about him. Like, why are the foster parents not like, well, yeah, we are a bit. This massive fucking biker dude.
Turns on a chair up on wheels. Like
turned up on this sofa on wheels. And he's looking for like a 13-year-old boy. It's a bit concerning. And you're a police officer. Like,
sort it out.
No, okay. He said, don't worry, so it's all good.
Oh, yeah. Then you see lovely John Connor basically robbing an ATM machine with a machine that his mum gave him or taught him how to.
Yeah, it's like a bank card hooked up to a laptop.
Yeah.
On a
machine, yeah. And he takes the like. PIN code. Yeah, it takes ages, doesn't it? It runs through all the different things. He takes $300 and off he trots. And then he's basically talking to his friend, because his friend's asked how he learned how to do that. He said, oh, my mum taught me, but she's a total loser. She tried to blow up a computer factory. And they basically say he hasn't seen her or anything, and off they run. So then you see Sarah back in her bed, and Carl appears...
Yeah, this is a special edition scene.
Oh, is it? Yeah, okay.
See Kyle Reese.
And he's like talking about how their son's a target, and that, you know, the future reminds him of that thing, like the future is not set. He gets up and goes, and then she follows him, doesn't she? And then she gets to like a big double doors, and she pushes it open, and you're into a park. And you can see all the kids sort of running around and things, and she runs up to the fence and she's shaking it and she's like shouting, run. Get out of here, run. And then you see a big flash of light, and then she's back in the room. I don't think you see anything else in that.
There's another bit.
Oh yeah. My god, that bit was grim.
He sees the flash of light.
Yeah, and then she wakes up, and I think she's watching herself on a video.
Yeah, she's in the like interview room or whatever.
Because they're saying about how they never
back an old video of them talking.
Because they're saying about the machines. Yeah, because where Carl's basically said in this like vision that he's basically telling her that she needs to get out to protect their son.
Yeah,
and she's been told previous to that she's never getting out because she is just unstable. So they're watching back the video, and so she sits with this same doctor that's spoken to Carl before, and says like, I feel much better now. I have a goal. I'm looking forward. And everything I said wasn't true. I don't believe there's a Terminator, all that sort of stuff. Just trying to get out. She says, I just want to see my son. And basically, I think they say, like, no, she's not going anywhere. Yeah,
like, I know you're. This is not
you're
true.
Clever. You're yeah. lying. So then it goes to a lab, or someone looking in from the other side of the lab. I don't really know what happens there. Oh, I think you see like a lab space because there's someone here. It's like window thing, glass tube in hand. So I think this is when they go to the lab with
the first time they go to Cyberdyne Systems.
That's it. Yeah. yeah. And what's the name of the doctor? Because I think
Miles.
Miles, what's his surname?
Miles Dyson.
Oh, I've written down the wrong name. That's fine.
What did you write down?
Gleason.
Miles Dyson. Gleason. Yeah, and you see him, someone tells him they need the thing.
Yeah.
He has to go with a security guard. And
they got to put the thing at the same time. Yeah.
And then it's the arm for yeah. the Terminator in the first film.
And the tube, I later find out what's inside is...
Which is the microchip that's yeah. in its head. Yeah.
Which you find out later on with Arnie. So you see, it goes back to Sarah and she is shouting that she needs to get out of here and that her son's in great danger. And she goes, like, literally loses her mind and she goes and gets restrained. And he said, how are you ever going to be a model citizen when you can't even, you know... just going nuts. Cuts to the son John on his bike and Arnie, and Arnie like does his whole scanning thing, sees him, and it comes up target acquired. And at this point I'm not sure if he's good or bad.
Nope.
So it's a bit like, oh my god,
he's clocked him.
So then you see the cop Terminator talking to some girls and he's like telling them, oh yeah, we've seen him, he's over at the Galleria. He's like, oh, okay, the gallery look cool. And then you see Joel in playing an arcade game. And then it cuts to, like, a expanded scene of, like, this shopping mall. And you see them on different levels, don't you? Like, the cop and Arnie.
Yeah, you see the cop walk by, like, upstairs or whatever. And then it drops down and Arnie's walking the opposite direction downstairs.
Yeah. And so the cop's asking loads of kids, like, different kids. And he sort of shows them a picture and... Is this kid that he's chosen is actually his mate, John's
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, his mate. Do you know this kid?
And he's like, no, I've never seen him, no. And then he runs off and tells John that this cop's looking for him. So he starts to run away, and then he sees Arnie walk through a door, doesn't he?
No.
Because he gets into a corridor. Does the cop see him? And then the cop starts chasing
him. The cop starts chasing him, shoving the kids out of the way. And he's like in the service alleyways. Corridors of the mall, yeah. He goes around the corner, and then Arnie bursts through the door at the other end.
Because there's another bloke in there, isn't there? Yeah. Like the kids go, what are you doing here?
Yeah, he's like, be in here. And then Arnie comes through, and he's like, oh, fuck. So John turns to run from Arnie, doesn't he?
Yeah, and then he sees a cop coming towards him, and then Arnie starts shooting him. So
with Arnie carrying his gun.
Yeah.
So Arnie's got his gun in a box of red roses.
That's it, yeah.
And the theme song for Terminator 2 was performed by Guns N' Roses. So he pulls his gun out of a box of roses. He's like, jeez.
Cheesy cheese.
Tells John, get down.
Yeah.
And then he shoots the cop one. And that's when he realise what he is.
The cop one is a bit sneaky because he like melts like he's liquid and then comes back up again. So yeah. He's like completely healed. Like
reforms.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, how are we going to kill that fucker? Like, that is one cheeky Terminator. So, yeah, they try and escape. And the cop's like, runs really, really fast.
Yeah,
they get on the bike, don't they?
And smash through the walls and stuff. And then
John goes off and gets his
bike.
It's not starting.
Like running after him, like chasing him on foot.
So, yeah, it's like the guy pushing out of the way. Arnie finally, like, gets into the chase on his bike. So I think he might... I don't think he'd be more injured, but something's happened to him.
He gets thrown through a wall.
That's
he?
It, yeah. So John, on his little shit bike, goes down. I don't know if they're actually called... I've written down viaduct with a question mark.
They're called the L.A. canals, I think, is what they're actually called. But they are like viaduct sewer systems.
Yeah, like, and you go down because you see them in, like, I think, like, Greece used to have their races in them, that sort of thing.
Exactly the same sort of thing.
Yeah, so he goes down in his shit bike in one of those, and the Terminator at this point, so the cop Terminator, the T-1000, is in a lorry.
Yeah. He just drives it just like, drives off the side of a bridge, doesn't he, into
this viaduct thing. And he just, like, yeah, so he's driving down there. And, yeah, so he just, he's been doing this chase in this lorry. And then Arnie is finally, like, he drives along the edge, doesn't he? I've written down loads of stuff. Like, oh, yeah. So, like, when they were driving along the viaduct, the roof gets taken off top of the lorry.
Yeah.
There's, like, all sorts of,
he goes,
like,
under, like, a bridge, doesn't he?
Yeah.
The roof gets taken off, and he's hidden behind the thing. And then he sits up. Just pushes the windscreen out.
Yeah. Like, I've also written down, I think when I watched it, I've written down that there was some shit, like, fake steering. Do you know how, like, they do oversteer?
Really over the steer.
Like,
really over the top.
So Arnie's, like, along the top of the viaduct, and then he comes down and
drives off in an epic slow motion jump.
Yeah.
Where you can clearly see it's Arnie's stuntman.
Yeah, it's definitely not him. And he gets down and gets John off his bike. It's only like, come with me if you want. I'm sure he says something along that lines, isn't he?
No, not yet.
Not yet. So basically, Laurie
just lifts him off his little bike and puts him on his sofa bike.
And they go through the tunnel, and then it's too small for Laurie. So Laurie hits it and just completely explodes.
And it starts, like, it crashes, and then Arnie shoots it, doesn't he? And it comes up. And then they're waiting, aren't they? And
nothing
out
comes
out. The wreckage, a tyre rolls out.
Yeah.
And he puts his gun away and they drive off.
And then I've written, a dodgy silver figure walks out and then turns back into a cop. Like, that graphics weren't great. But
really?
It's all right for the 90s. But it looked a bit...
It's that bit. It's the bit where he goes full. Yeah, the bit where he goes full silver and then turns are a little bit. Sort of weird,
I think it's just having. I would have had no features on the silver bit.
There isn't. The features form when he walks out. Silver is just the shape, the outline of a human.
Yeah.
There's no features on it, and then he forms the features.
But yeah. So they're now. Oh, what have I written down here? Something about being really well machine out, kids poking him.
So they pull up.
So they pull up and stop. So now he's, like, talking to Arnie. And I think, doesn't he, like, clock that, oh, you're really real. So then he goes through what he is. And he's, like, the whole time he's, like, poking him.
Pokes the bullet holes in him and sees the blood and stuff like that.
Yeah. So that's all that. And he said he's basically been sent on a mission to protect you. He says 35 years from now, it was basically John Connor that sent him.
Yeah. And when he sends him back, they've basically won.
Yeah.
Like, the people have won. We've overthrown the machines, and the last act of the machines is to send the Terminator to kill
John Connor
as a boy.
So then it cuts to the fire brigade pulling up to put the fire out of the lorry, and the cop gets basically back to the car, and I think...
Steals another police car, doesn't he?
Yeah. I think before that is when Arnie explains about the T-1000 and, like, how he's made of liquid metal or something.
It's a mimetic polyalloy.
Oh, I'm glad you know that, because I didn't write that down because I couldn't spell it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, liquid metal, so he can form things. And that's when John's like, why doesn't he turn into a bomb? He's like,
yeah.
No, he can't do that. He can, you know, too many moving parts, things like that.
Yeah.
He can make... he can form basic weapons like knives and other stabbing weapons. So knives.
Yeah.
And swords.
Stuff like that.
He can get really sharp.
Yeah, basically, I think he's like a prototype.
Yeah, he's super advanced.
Yeah.
Like, Arnie's well outdated in comparison.
Yeah. So John then calls his foster parents, but you hear a dog barking.
Dog barks a lot.
A lot.
Ground.
And there's something wrong, because he's like, she never normally talks to me. So he's like, oh, where are you?
Yeah, so at the beginning, she's like, clean your room, you little shit, and all this, and blah, blah, blah. And now she's like, oh, honey, where you been, all that.
So that's that, but it's really, really clever. So he's like, she never normally talks to me like this. This is, like, really weird. So so Arnie takes the phone and mimics John's voice, and he's like, asked about the...
He said, so he says to John, what's the dog's name? And he says, Max.
Yeah, so then he says a different name.
And on the phone he says, what's wrong with Wolfie?
He's
really barking. And she says, oh, Wolfie's fine. And Arnie, like, hangs up the phone and goes, your foster parents are dead.
Dead, yeah. And then he, like...
Oh, okay.
But when it pans out,
a bit in the middle, isn't there? So when she's on the phone to John, the foster dad is like... the hell's up with the dog, like, shut up, and he's really shouting, and she swaps hands with her phone, and you see her reach her hand off screen,
yeah,
and after Arnie hangs up the phone.
It's the police officer, and you look, and his hand and arm are turned into a point, and it's gone, like, right through
his mouth.
Into the cabinet yard.
Yeah, and he just pulls it out. The bloke drops the phone. He looks at it as the foster mum, doesn't he? Looks at the blood in it, and then returns back into the police officer.
But he kills a dog.
He does go out and kill the dog, which I think is might be another thing for the special edition, but he kills the dog and rips its name tag off.
And sees
it's Max, and then knows that...
That he's,
been done.
Horrible. So, that's that. Oh, it was so grim through the mouth, though. I was like,
if you watch it again, you can hear the sound cue of... There's the sound effect of the knife being made and the thud of the thing. But the first time you watch it, you don't notice. You just sit, and she reaches around and you're like, it's weird. She reached her hand out like that.
It's so odd.
It's quite a good shocking reveal.
It's pretty grim. So, I don't know what I've written down here.
Is it the two blokes?
Sharing photos... Wait. Something pics of the Terminator in the 80s and today. Son missing and foster parents dead. Takes a paperclip.
Yeah, so they're back in the hospital with Sarah.
Oh, okay.
And
CCTV, isn't it?
The CCTV footage from the police station in the first film where Arnie murdered all the cops. And then from the shopping centre today where Arnie's back. But Sarah's like...
Deadpan. Yeah. And says about how her son's missing and his parents are dead. Like, do you not even care? She doesn't say anything. She
doesn't even blink.
So they look away and she takes, I think, is it a paperclip or some sort
paperclip.
Of? Yeah, paperclip. So she takes it and that's done. And then it goes to John sat waffling on at the Terminator about whatever. I think they're in like a safe place or gone to like a room somewhere. I can't remember.
No, they're still
are.
In the parking lot.
Oh, are they?
They made the phone call, but. He's like, they need to go and... He's trying to convince the Terminator to go and save his mum.
But
the
Terminator's like,
no, that's where he'll try and get you. Doesn't he say, like, John's like, how do you know that? He's like, that's what I would do.
But I've just written down, it's really funny, because while John's, like, waffling on at him, he's standing there looking around, and he looks like a fan. And he's like...
Scanning.
As he said about the whole thing about that's what he would do and he can't go help his mum and that he's basically, it's his mission to do, to protect him. And so basically then he's like, you can do anything, you'll do anything I ask you to.
Oh no, yeah, so he like John starts arguing, he just grabs him.
Yeah.
And he grabs him, won't let him go. And then John says, put me down. So he does.
Puts him down, yeah.
But he drops him and John's like, why did you do that? He's like, because you told me to. And that's when John realises that he's programmed to follow John's orders. And he makes him stand on one leg.
One foot, yeah.
But while he had him picked up, that's when he starts shouting.
Because he was shouting, yeah. And then two
guards come
over
to help him.
So John...
And then he's a right dick to him.
Yeah, so John's like, fuck you. Oh, he says something and then the boat goes, oh, fuck you, you little dipshit. And then it says, like, dipshit jock douchebag. I'm like, oh, God.
Dipshit? Did you call moi a dipshit? Yeah, and now you're talking even more like a dipshit. Like,
oh my God, he was so annoying. Yeah, I was like...
So arrogant. Oh, meanwhile, Arnie still stood there with one leg up.
Yeah.
He just put your leg down.
But yeah, basically...
And then they tried to fight Arnie. Arnie fucks him up and goes to shoot one of them. And John pushes the gun away and has to order him that he can't kill anyone.
And he's like, you promise?
As with it, you were going to kill that guy. He's like, yeah, I'm a Terminator. Obviously, I was going to kill him. That's what I do. It's literally why I exist, to kill things.
So basically, I think he then convinces him to go
He orders him that he can't kill any people and they're going to get his mum.
Yeah.
Under orders and they're off.
Oh, he's such a shit. I hate him.
I know.
Honestly, I'd be struggling to find out why we had to keep him. I'm like, you save the people, do you? You are such a twat.
How can you be the great hope? You're a penis.
Yeah, total twat. So anyways, or twat, as they say in America. I quite like that.
Twat.
So that's that time they've made that decision. They're going to go and save his mum. The cops, so the T-1000 pulls up to the hospital. and at that time Sarah's getting tied and restrained. Oh my god, this bit was so grim. So she's getting tied to the bed, like restrained to the bed.
Yeah.
And the horrible audio glasses slowly licks her face. Oh my god. I'm going to be a bit sick in my mouth now. Ugh. I couldn't think of anything worse.
It's so rank. It's so rank, isn't it? And it's not like a little thing. He like starts by her chin and ends up by her
eye. But it's
eye
like the whole of
like
his tongue.
Whole of his. It looks like a dog's tongue as well. Ugh. Like slow lick all the way up her face.
I think I said to you at the time, I was like, they could not pay me enough as an actress to have someone lick my face like that. No, please don't, because I can't even cope.
You'd be lay there with your eyes closed and then you just go, oh God. No, that's ruined like it. We'll have to do take two.
He would look like he had, like, he'd have like really dodgy smelling breath as well. I don't know if it's just because I didn't like his character. I can imagine him with a stinky breath. But you would just be like, mate, if you're going to have to do it, can you just scrub your tongue with all the toothpaste and have all the mouthwash? And then I might consider it.
Yeah.
Grim.
Yeah, so there's a whole packet of chewing gum.
Oh, I can't. It's so disgusting. So then, once he's finished that and he's like, shut the door, she spits out the paperclip into her hand and basically undoes all the locks. And that's when the cop T-1000 comes in to, is it like Sarah's side of the...
So he's trying to get in, isn't he? And that's when someone says to him, at the gate, oh, you just missed all your... Oh, here come all your guys now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because the other police start walking out, and he disappears, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And then he needs a new... He needs some keys, basically, to get through.
Yeah. So she's, like, So it cuts back then to to Sarah, and she's trying to pick the locks, and then she gets out, and then the T-1000's... You see, like all the offices or people walk along the floor.
Yeah.
And then you see him come out of the floor. It's all, like, checked, isn't it, the floor?
Yeah, it's a security guard getting coffee, isn't there?
Yeah.
And it's, like, a black and white checked floor. So as he's getting coffee, behind, you see his footprint go down, and then the floor starts coming up in the big check pattern, and it's the T-1000, and he is an exact copy of
the security.
Security guard. As he turns around, he's, like, looking at himself.
And he's like, what?
The T-1000 lifts his finger up right in front of his eye and then turns it into a super sharp blade and pokes it right through his eyeball and kills him.
It's grim.
Like,
so gross. So at this point, you see one of the orderlies walking. Is he walking around? Oh, no, I think that might be the thing. But basically, someone goes to check Sarah's room. Notice the cupboard's open. Is it a doctor? I feel like it's quite important.
No,
I
can't it's the orderly.
It is an orderly.
It's the licking orderly, I think.
Because she hits him with... Because he sees a broken broom and then she hits him.
Yeah.
But then she then grabs a doctor and she's got a needle. She says it's full of poison.
She gets...
The one who she stabbed his leg.
Yeah. So the main psycho... So she knocks out the orderly that licks her, locks him in her room. She's got his keys. And then she sneaks up because she takes his baton, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Sneaks up on the doctor, like beats up the people that are near him, I think.
Yeah.
But she gets a needle and basically fills it with cleaning product.
Yeah.
And holds him hostage with this needle to her neck and starts working her way out.
But it looks like the needle's actually in his neck.
Like she's...
Pushed it into his neck.
She's ready. All she's got to do is push a plunger.
Ooh.
And he's dead.
Well, I was like, oh my God, I couldn't even imagine trying to walk with a needle stuck in your neck. Yeah. That's horrible. So she managed to get through a lot of people, I think, and open a door. And that is when I think the T-1000 finds her.
So this is where like Arnie and John arrive at the main gate
come
in. And they're being stopped, told they're not allowed in. So Arnie hops off the bike and shoots the security guard in the knee.
Oh,
and
I didn't kill him.
John says, what are you doing? What are you doing? And he just looks down and he's like, he'll live. So Arnie and John are at the hospital now.
That's what I've written down,
So, and then Sarah's, like, in the middle. So she locks some gates and she's She has to lose the doctor's hostage, doesn't she?
This is when she runs down the corridor and it's no one there, and then the lift opens.
The lift opens. Arnie comes out first. And she obviously freaks.
Yeah.
Like, because the last time she saw Arnie's Terminator, he was trying to kill her.
Yeah.
Then John rushes out from behind him and he's hugging her, whatever, telling her it's okay. And she's just like proper staring at Arnie, isn't she?
Yeah, she's not sure.
And that's when Arnie puts his arm down and says,
Come with me if you want to live.
Meanwhile, the other side of the gate, the other end of the corridor, is the T-1000. And he just like
walks through the...
Yeah, stuff. Melts through the gate, doesn't he? Yeah. And his gun gets stuck.
Oh, yeah, he just stuck turns in the gate. It.
And he has to turn it and pull it through. And the doctor stood in the middle like, what the fuck is going on?
So they have a bit of a gunfight. And, yeah, escape, don't they?
They get in the lift. They have the fight in the lift.
Oh, my God, I hated that lift bit. Oh, it was so horrible. Because he's, like, in the lift.
And the T-1000 puts his metal arms through, doesn't he? And pulls it open. Arnie shotguns him in the face, blows his head in half, and he has to reform. But then he's
see, that's the bit I liked about the film, is how when they shot him and stuff, he was like it was really...
He's just got like a massive hole in his face, and then it just all of a sudden is back.
Yeah.
And he's after him again, and you're like, what the...
How the hell?
You're fucked.
Yeah.
He's going to get you. How yeah, you then he's it? On top of the lift.
Yeah.
And they're shooting through the roof. And he's stabbing through. Down. Gets Sarah on the shoulder.
Yep.
And then he chases their car when they get outside.
Yep. So they get in. I think they both take a cop car, don't they?
Can't remember what car they have a cop. Takes.
They cut basically, yeah, they're getting
but
up
he
and
chases
just...
on foot, doesn't he? To
begin
with.
Yeah, yeah. He's running after them.
And he turns his arms into hook things. And yeah, gets hooked on the back and smashes the window in, and he's about to get John, and then Arnie blows him off, and there's a bit of his metal hook stuck in the back of the car.
And the kid like lifts it up and it
throws it, bounces down the road, and then he catches up.
And it sort of sucks into his body.
Yeah, it turns
really
the liquid and sucks inside his shoe.
So then there's like, so he stops, he doesn't chase him anymore, that's like that bit done. And then Sarah looks, because John's in the back, so she checks him over, and he's like, oh, I'm fine. And she's like, you know, you're too important. And I think she like says something to him, basically makes him cry. And
Arnie tells him that he shouldn't have come.
Yeah. And then
agrees with Arnie that yeah, she's never gone there.
No.
Left her.
But you see Arnie like looking in the rearview mirror, and he sees John, and he's like, what is wrong with your eyes?
What's wrong with your eyes?
That's really funny. So then, so after that, then Sarah turns to Arnie's Terminator and says, so what's your story then? And then he like basically says like what he's been sent back to do. And then you see, I think they are in a cop car because it stops at a garage. And then I think they go, and then they, like a petrol station, and they go into a garage, don't they? So... Then I think they're talking, I think 20 years, I think they start talking about what, how he's been programmed and things. Oh yeah, this bit was really clever. So she's talking about how he's programmed to by Skynet and things, and that he's got a switch in his head, isn't he, that he can turn on to think for himself rather than...
Yeah, so they're programmed to learn, like they've got detailed files on human anatomy and things like that to make them more efficient killers. They're programmed to learn. Skynet turned that off. They don't want them learning what they want and becoming self-aware and, you know, disconnecting from their mission or whatever. But they can. They do have a switch on the chip in their head, which means they can learn and be taught.
Yeah.
So John decides that they're going to turn that on.
So they like lift up a bit of his scalp, don't they, to the port cover. And he's talking through the whole time.
Yeah.
So they open...
Cut a hole in his head.
Yeah.
Skin up,
he's like, pull back the cell, the CPU unit. And then she pulls it out and she walks over to get a hammer.
And he shuts down.
Yeah, he shuts down. And she takes this little chip over to a table and she goes to hit it with a hammer. But John puts his hand in the way.
Yeah.
And stops him. She's like, no, don't kill him. And so basically she goes on about how she doesn't trust him and stuff, and he's like, well, you should trust me, you should listen to me more, you know, if I'm the one that's going to be saving the world.
Yeah,
like, what, the one that's been a proper prick through the whole movie?
Yeah, he's, sure, he's kind of got a point. He's really irritating at times. So
it's really annoying.
It's hard to
put the chip back in. He's like, what happened? I'm like, what took so long?
any problems? No, we're all good.
You just nearly died. So then she's watching. Is this a bit when she like watches Arnie and the kid and she's like, oh, you know, actually I could see.
That's later.
Oh, is that later? Oh, okay.
This is a bit where he stands guard all night.
Oh, okay.
Looking out the windows.
So then there's a memory. Oh, is this another flash? This is that flashback, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it, is it the flashback? Or is this when she goes, I've written down that they basically, I don't know where, if it's actually a memory, because this is Arnie and a kid rob another car. Is there another memory in between that? Or is that the next day?
No, the next day they go and get a new car and Arnie like smashes it in, and this is his first learning thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He pulls down the sun visor and the keys
are
there.
He comes out, yeah. Mm. But there's not another flashback, that's not until she sees.
I think that's later.
Yeah. So she gets, she goes in to get some food, and I think this is when they get to that group of Mexican people. Is it Mexican people?
That's coming up, yeah, but this is where he starts teaching him some phrases.
Oh, yeah, about smiling. That was really funny.
Yeah, tries to teach him to smile.
There's a creepy smile, and then he says about, like, hasta la vista, baby. And I can't remember what the other ones were now. I can't read my writing. It's happened so long ago.
Teaches him some insults, something like chill out, dickwad, or something.
Yeah, something ridiculous like that. So then he gives Sarah some more details of like what Skynet is, and that it goes live in 1997, and there was a bit of a panic, and they pulled the plug, and I think Russia released some missiles, which caused...
They pulled the plug, but it's too late. Skynet's self-aware.
Yeah.
Has identified, fires America's missiles at Russia.
Yeah.
Knowing that Russia have got time to fire all their missiles in response.
Which they do.
And cause a nuclear catastrophe.
Yeah. So Sarah's asking for more details. And then you see a house with a pool. And... you see the doctor or the scientist person sat at this... Oh my God, so many computers.
So many computers. Miles.
Yeah, miles. And he's talking to his wife, and she's like, are you going to come? You promised to take the kids to the pool and things. And he's starting to talk about what he's doing. He's like, can you imagine like having a pilot who can fly a plane without any rest and who's not hungover and is never late and all that sort of stuff? And she's like, oh, yeah, it sounds amazing. So he's basically talking about how he wants to make these sort of cyborgs for good. But I think they mentioned that, you know, you can't control... Does he say anything about, like, can't control the bad side of it? I don't know. But he just has a really positive outlook on how these things are going to be used. Human error. as if that's ever going to happen. People always find stuff to use it for bad, don't they? So then you see the car driving through... the desert, and you get to this place that's got like snakes' heads all over the fence.
Yeah,
grim. And it's like a big caravan site, and I think someone jumps out with a gun or something. Or he says, "Oh, you're like a jumpy Connor," or some bullshit like that. So there's like a bit of a moment, and then he says, "They obviously know each other, and they hug, don't they?"
Yeah.
And he says, "Oh, who's this?" to John about Arnie. He's like, "Oh, it's Uncle Bob."
Uncle Bob. Such Uncle a convincing Bob. Cover.
Yeah.
He looks so much like an Uncle Bob.
Unbelievable. So there's like a little baby, isn't there, waddling around. So cute. so I think he's like... She's saying about how she's going to go over the details or whatever. Sarah is going to go and sort out something. And she said, you can sort out the weaponry. And Arnie pulls up this like underground bunker. She's just absolutely chock-a-block with all sorts of guns. And I can't think of anything else.
It's where he gets the big massive minigun.
Oh yeah.
And flashes his first
actual smile. I love that.
Yeah. I like this one.
Yeah, and he's talking about how John says about how he grew up around here and he learned how to make all this stuff and shoot guns, and that says, oh, whilst other school kids go to regular school and like talk about Nintendo, he grew up learning how to blow up shit. I was like, yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
That does sound pretty cool in a way.
Rather that than school. He asks Arnie if he's afraid of dying, and he's like, no, I'm not afraid of dying. And that's when he does his little side smile holding that huge gun. And so I think I can't read what his next bit is. Oh, yeah. So Sarah is sat on her own, and it's nighttime, I think, now. And she's thinking about, oh, is it about how he hears her crying about her dad, his dad?
Yeah.
Something like that. And he then asks about this, oh, that's what the crying is, that's what happens to your eyes, is when it's not just if you're sad, it's just when it hurts. He's just telling Arnie about how...
Explaining emotion.
Yeah. This is when she says about watching John and the machine, that he was like all the would-be fathers that had come through her life, their life, that he's actually...
The best.
The best.
Yeah.
And that she's starting to, I think, kind of trust him a little bit. And she's, like, loading up the car and things, isn't she?
Yep.
So then it's sunset, and she's watching... Sarah's watching the mum and the baby, and I think John's asleep. And this is when you see the park, so you've got this awful flashback, or, like, flash forward.
This dream sequence that she's been having,
So you see her run to the park fence again, and she's shouting, run. And then you see this big flash of light, and you hear like a whooshing noise, don't you?
Yeah.
And then basically you just see everybody melting and burning.
Yep. The nuclear fire.
Hideous. And they're all just like skeletons.
Skeletons and
dust. And then she turns, she sets on fire. And
while
she's
holding the fence. She's on fire, like a burning skeleton.
It's horrible. It is so grim.
It is. Quite an image.
Yeah. So then she comes.
She wakes up.
Yeah, wakes up, and then she
had that dream.
Walks up to the car, looking all badass, and just drives the car off without Arnie and the kid. And he said, "So basically, I think she's heading off to see the doctor, isn't she, or the scientist, Miles?" So then she. Back up where we are. So there, Sarah's at Miles' house, and he sat at the computer, and his son's like driving a little remote control car around. And then you see, she's like, "Oh, it's time for bed. You know, you've got to go to bed soon." Blah blah blah. And then you see the red dot on the back of Miles' head, and then she starts shooting like a lot.
The kid crashes the remote control car into his foot.
Yeah,
just at the right time. So he crouches down, and she misses.
Yeah,
but she's decided she's killing Miles, and. Skynet will never happen then.
Yeah. So she's doing all of that, and then she gets in, and I think she gets him. She shoots him in the shoulder?
Yes.
And then he's laying on the floor, and she's there with, like, all of them. And
his family, like, his kid runs over to get in the way.
Stop it.
And the family are all around him. And she's, like, crying. She doesn't... Like,
yeah, and then the kid comes in with Arnie, and he's like calming him down, and he says, "Oh, we need to show him." And Arnie starts like showing his arm, so like that he is this cyborg.
Cuts the skin off, shows the arm, which obviously he's seen the metal arm before. Now we see him what it's attached to.
So then they all sit around the table having this like heart to heart, and she he says, "Well, you know, I never wanted it for that. It was supposed to be for this." And she's like, "Well, that is the mistake everybody makes, is like, you've got good intentions, but it's not that way." So it all needs to be destroyed, like all his life work. And he's like, "Yeah, okay, fine," because I didn't really want that to happen. So I was like, "Joe, I'd be a bit pissed off though," because you'd be like,
"Yeah, I get your point. Yeah, I know, like, pretty much everyone's gonna die. I get that, but I have worked really
fucking
hard. Like, can we not keep a little bit?"
Can we just try and maybe adjust it slightly? Like, no.
Fine.
Got to fucking burn it all.
Fine, we'll just fucking get rid of it all.
So she says that he's got to take them to the lab for it to all get destroyed, basically. Yep. But yeah, so I wrote it down, like, he took it pretty well, really, that he had to... He's
quite relaxed about it, yeah.
He's like, okay, fine. But his wife was pretty pissed off when they said it.
He did just watch a cyborg cut the skin off his metal arm.
Yeah, like, in front of his face. We're like, great. So then they're at the lab, and he says about how he needs two people to, like, unlock the key. I think they have a bit of an issue with trying to get in the security guard at the front's like, what are you doing here or something?
Why? Who are these people? And
I mean, as you can tell by this point, it was at this point of the film I was getting really bored. So I'm getting really bored talking about it.
You're like, start shooting again.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, for fuck's sake. So they get in, there's an issue. Someone calls the police or something. Arnie has to do something. I think does he shoot someone in the legs again?
So, yeah, they get in and they start destroying stuff. They're setting up explosives. The police are coming. Arnie goes off to deal with the police, so he gets his massive minigun out, lays absolute waste to all the cop cars, like, fires bullets everywhere, then does it...
That's actually missing all the police officers.
Fires, like, loads of... he's got a grenade launcher, and he...
Yeah.
Little grenade launcher, blows up loads of cop cars, and does a big scan at the end.
And casualties, says zero.
Human casualties, zero. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah,
strolls back in.
So it's like, it's all done. And then you get the special forces come in, don't they?
SWAT come in.
Yep. Lay fire on everyone. Poor Miles gets completely...
Miles gets filled full of bullets.
Yeah.
While holding the detonator for all the explosives.
Yeah.
The tear gas starts getting dropped in. But Sarah's like trapped in the room, isn't she?
Yeah, in the clean room. He just like, how are we going to get her out? There's no escape. So he just makes a fucking hole in the wall.
Arnie just smashes a hole in the wall and walks through, takes her out.
So that's
The SWAT come into the room,
yeah,
and realise Miles is holding a detonator, and he's like, "Oh, it's when he dies as well." But he's breathing. He's like,
"Oh, it's horrible." Like, oh, that's grim. That's so grim. Yeah, I hated that.
He dies, drops the detonator, causes the explosion, blows up the lab.
Yeah,
And then Arnie, Sarah, and John are on the ground floor with another SWAT team using tear gas.
Yeah.
Arnie struts out and shoots every single one of them in the leg.
Nick, yeah.
Literally every single one of them. Just shoot kneecaps them. And goes outside firing...
More tear gas at the vehicles, yeah.
All the cops outside and steals a van.
And that's when T-1000 hears the report on the radio.
Yeah.
On the police radio. So by the time he turns up, he sees the armoured vehicle driving away.
Yeah, Arnie crashes the van in downstairs. John and Sarah get in the back.
Yeah.
They escape. The T-1000 is driving a motorcycle through the building. Yeah. Sees them getting away. So he rides his motorcycle out of a window, into a helicopter, smashes a hole in the helicopter window, does his weird liquid metal thing through the hole in the window, and then forms on the seat next to the pilot.
He's looking at him like, what?
What the fuck's going on? Just turns to the pilot, then he says,
get out.
The pilot, while flying, this helicopter just opens. He's like, yep,
yeah,
no problem.
That.
Opens the door, out he jumps.
I don't get paid enough for this. So Arnie, John Connor and Sarah are in the armored truck.
Yep.
So Arnie's driving. Sarah's gets in the back and she sees the chopper coming down. She's like, oh, it's in the chopper.
It's him.
So is that when she gets in the back and she tries to shoot down the helicopter?
It's just far about, and he's got like an Uzi and he's fine. Yeah. She's covered John in bulletproof vest. She's padded the doors.
Yeah, she's like staying there and stuff. And I think he looks out and the door gets shot or something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And she's like, stay in, stupid kid. So then I think the helicopter crashes, isn't it, into the thing?
Yeah, and the truck crashes.
Crashes, rolls over, doesn't it?
Yep.
So the cops, the T-1000, kills a tanker driver.
Yep.
Because I think he goes underneath the wheels, doesn't he? Like, does he get hit by the tanker truck?
I can't remember now.
But either way, like, he gets out and he's like, hi, are you okay? And he just kills him anyway.
Yep.
Nope. And then... this is when they get that really slow little... adorable...
Arnie, Sarah, John get like a... dog walker's van or something.
It's
dog
so
groomer's
cute.
Van. It's so slow and shit.
He's like, this is the fastest it goes, and it's like 60 miles.
And they're being chased by the tanker truck, but the tanker truck contains
Oh, yeah. It contains, what is that freezing stuff?
Liquid nitrogen.
That's the one. Liquid nitrogen. Handy Andy. So he, they head towards, which is like luckily for the stupid T-1000, some sort of like hot working place.
It still works.
So they crash into that. And as the tanker crashes, all the workers run away.
Yeah.
And Sarah, John and the Terminator get out of the way and the cop's walking along and then all the liquid nitrogen like sticks to his...
covered in liquid nitrogen. Yeah, yeah, and he freezes.
Freezes and but disappears.
It's really cool as he's walking along and starting to freeze because like, it gets stuck and he pulls and yeah. his foot stays behind.
So his leg and,
like rips off.
So you're kind of like lured into a false sense of security in a sense that you think, oh, like totally... I turned to you and went, of course, liquid, you'd freeze it.
Freeze him, yeah. And he's frozen and he would like his arms in the yeah. air. And then Arnie...
shoots him.
With his great line.
I can't remember what he said now.
He points the gun at him and gives it the...
Hasta la vista, baby.
Shoots him and shatters all over the floor. And you're like, hey, well...
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Wait.
But wait. Then there's like a spark, isn't there?
And the heat.
And he just basically thaws and then...
melts into a giant puddle. And you see, yeah, well, this is an amazing effect as well. All the puddles of liquid start running together yeah. to reform. And Arnie's like...
we don't have long. So they start running and then he basically goes up together again. I'm like, seriously, how the fuck are you going to kill this thing?
Yeah.
Like, if you... so obviously, obviously freezing him and then that's not worked.
So... the bit coming up as well is bits added back in for the special edition that aren't in the theatrical cut.
Oh, okay.
So he starts chasing them, doesn't he? And yeah. he grabs hold of a bar and his hand gets stuck to the bar and camouflages with the bar.
Yeah.
So that's a bit that's re-added in. All of these bits of him malfunctioning were taken out of the film in the cinema.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is why I like the special edition because all these put back in and you can see, hang on. It's having an effect.
So where he's been frozen and then melted down and then come back together again, that's made him malfunction now.
Yes.
He's like,
yeah.
Okay. So yeah, like, so he'd like turn into like, his feet touched the floor and he became like the chevron pattern.
Yes.
And then he went up the stairs and he became that kind of like metal stair pattern.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
So then there's like a proper, I think him and Arnie have like a proper machine fight and like robot fight.
Yeah. Massive fight,
just like
he grabs some like I can't remember what it is, but these big metal things that are on chains and he's yeah. like smashing them into Arnie's face
yeah
and his skin's coming off
and the eye again
yeah
I think he doesn't he then stab Sarah or something
Sarah and John have got away. Sarah's got a limp by this point. I can't remember, she gets hit by a bullet.
Oh no, when they crash she gets something in her leg like some metal,
so possibly.
Yeah, it's something like that.
But she's got a limp and they like get away and the big robot fight and Arnie gets like a metal pole and he gets an arm ripped off.
Oh god, it basically like smashes him repeatedly with a big thing, so that yeah. smashes into his head.
Yeah.
So then he's stopped.
And then they start getting away and then Arnie comes back like one armed, carries on the fight.
Yeah.
He's got a big metal pole that he hits the T-1000 with and the pole gets stuck in him.
Yeah. Did he like slice him down his head or something?
Can't remember. Yeah, slices down his shoulder and it gets stuck in like yeah. his side, and then the T-1000 just pulls it out of his side. And then he's got the pole, and then they fall down a bit, and Arnie's reaching for his grenade launcher, and the T-1000 starts stabbing him with the pole.
Oh, that's it. That was really sad.
And Arnie's like reaching out with his one arm, trying to get his gun, and then the pole goes in at just the right angle to shut Arnie down, and he's gone.
Oh, that was really sad.
Just shut down with his arm.
Reaching
extended
out.
And he's a goner.
I was like, whoa, so sad. But he does stab, he does put a pointy finger thing again.
Yeah, so he catches up to Sarah and John. She sends John down and she's yeah. trying to fight him off. And he gets one of his finger knife things, puts it in Sarah's shoulder. And he's yeah. like, called to John. Called
oh,
to John.
Yeah.
And you're like, she's like, no.
I'm not doing it.
And then we sort of cut away from everyone, don't we, to John.
And he's like, he hears his mum calling for him.
Yep.
And I was like, I wouldn't trust it. I'd say hidden if I was him. But
he starts going back to look for his mum. And then we cut back to Arnie.
He's got backup power.
Backup power kicks in.
Whoop, whoop, whoop,
he's back in the fight.
I was like, thank God. So, I think John finds the T-1000 with Sarah, and hasn't he got like a pointy thing to her neck or something?
No, not yet. So Arnie pulls the metal spike out, gets his gun, and then we cut back to John on a platform, and Sarah comes around the corner, like all kinds of messages. She's like, John, come to me. And he sort of goes to move, and then he hesitates.
Yeah.
And then again, this is... Oh, so when the T-1000 and Arnie are fighting, he has that silver shimmer effect on his body. So that's in the cut of the film that was in cinemas. That's the only bit of him malfunctioning that stays in.
Okay.
At this point, when Sarah's walking towards him and he's not sure, another Sarah appears behind her and she's like, John, get away from him. And you think, oh, he doesn't know which one's which, but he looks down and the Sarah closer to him, the feet have turned into the metal grill from the floor.
That's it, yeah.
Which again was, this is only in the special edition. So
is
that
it?
Yeah. They don't, in the theatrical cut, they don't cut down to the feet.
I guess because it makes it more dramatic.
Yeah. But they'd also cut out all the other malfunctioning bits. So it made no sense. Yeah.
True.
So, that's how he knows. And then Sarah starts unloading a shotgun into the imposter of her. And she's doing quite a lot of damage, like forcing him back towards the edge.
Yeah.
Above the molten metal thing.
Yeah.
And then she runs out of ammo. And you're like, oh no, shit. They were so close.
And then, I can't remember, Arnie comes in.
Arnie comes up on like a revolving thing. Just comes up from behind him with his grenade launcher. As far as one shot, goes into the team, that like sticks in him.
Yeah.
And then explodes inside him. And he's like split in two. Like his top half makes like an S shape, doesn't it? And he's got an arm up the top and arm down the bottom.
That was wicked.
And his head dangling over. And he falls into the smelting thing and just gets...
Oh, and he makes that really like horrible screamy noise.
A really horrible scream. It starts transforming into the people he's transformed into.
Yeah.
Goes like all gooey and silver and then just melts into
That's
nothing.
The way.
And he's done.
He's all done.
And
he's won. Oh no, but this bit was horrible.
But it's not finished.
No. So he says about how everything has to be destroyed.
So it's done and they're like...
they throw the hand and the chip in.
Yeah, throw the hand and the chip in, and one of them's like, it's over. And Arnie's like, no, there's one more chip. And he taps his head.
Oh, I didn't like this bit.
Yeah.
And he says, I cannot self-terminate. So he gets onto like the little...
Grabs hold of a chain. He's like, gives Sarah the controls. He says, I can't
self-terminate. Terminate. You're going to have to lower me in. And then she lowers him in.
But John's upset and he looks down at John and he says, I know now why you cry.
Oh, it's horrible. So she lowers him down and as he goes down, he shakes hands with Sarah, doesn't he?
Yeah.
They shake hands
and he says bye to John.
Yeah.
His whole body lowers him. And there's like one arm left up.
Yeah, hero music. And he just a little thumbs up.
Gives a big thumbs up.
I won't be back.
And then he's gone. I'm done.
So, yeah, it was horrible. I mean,
it's
surprisingly emotional. Yeah, I felt really emotional the first time when I thought he'd died. And I was like, why am I getting sad? Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. But this bit was really horrible.
Yeah.
So I feel kind of like, it's like, oh, I kind of want an Arnie Terminator to look after me. So that means then that they've basically destroyed all the chips. So, which means now that their future, she says, the future is unknown. So we're going to have to just sort of see what happens, really, because as far as she's concerned, that's it.
Judgment Day is prevented.
Yeah.
It's all over. The future is theirs to do what they want now. John doesn't need to become a leader. They can actually have a life.
Which is quite sweet.
And then it ends.
And it ends. I was like, oh my God. So that was nice to know how much of it was like from the special edition that you wouldn't have normally seen. But there were some bits I was, oh my God, honestly.
Yeah, I think the special edition that where it gives you a bit more about Judgment Day. And
yeah, that was nice.
About, I think it makes it a better film. I get what you mean. It changes the pace of the film.
Yeah.
And slows it down a bit, which is why they cut it out. It Maybe, makes sense.
I think, like, I went and saw all the Lord of the Rings at cinema, and it wasn't until when we got together that I watched all the special editions, which add, like, I don't know, fucking 10 hours onto the film. But I appreciated watching a special edition after I'd seen the film.
Yeah.
So maybe we should have done, like, the normal one, then I could have watched
them. Or maybe we'll go back, if you'll watch it again, we'll watch the normal edition and you can see...
See, yeah.
...the difference. It's mainly, one, Carl Reese isn't in Terminator 2 in the normal edition, which I think is a bit shit.
Yeah.
Like, having that... He's in it for, like, two minutes.
It's like poor Jared Leto when they took out all of his bloody Joker bits. Yeah. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, everyone, come and see this new film I'm in. And he's like, what?
Where am I? Why am I not in it?
Cut me out.
But, yeah, I think that's a key scene that they cut out. You know, it makes sense to cut it out. Yeah. But it's important. It sort of gives
her a geezer up.
Some of the stuff with Miles Dyson could have been cut out, but it makes you care a bit more when he goes.
That made me really sad as well.
At least you see, like, Skynet wasn't founded on this or that or that. It was just a bloke trying to help people.
Trying to make a better world, yeah, and it's just been...
And
yeah.
then, again, like, the bits with it malfunctioning at the end. The fact that all of that gets cut out, I think it makes it better.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
But you get all the bits they cut out make sense why they cut them out. But I think it's a better film with them put back in, personally, which is why I only watched the special edition of that one.
Yeah.
So.
Fair dues. I give it a 4 out of 5.
Right. Is that the same as
the other one? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. I did enjoy it. It was like you said, the story's good and things. And I've gone for powerful visuals.
Yeah. That still hold up. 30 years later.
Because, honestly, it was that park bit made me feel well sick.
Yeah.
Watching all the people and the kids burn. I was like, oh, God, that's grim. And there's lots of... Like, when I think if I watched back again, I watched this film, what, must be about a week or so ago now. And as everyone probably knows already, my memory's not that great. And I can't read my writing half the time. So it makes for a shit podcast. But... and I'm like, oh, I think that happened. I don't really know. But the bits I do remember were, like, that bit and, again, like, when he got shot and you'd be, like, all funny. It was just good. It was good. And I think for the early 90s...
I mean, amazing. Today, they look good.
Yeah.
So in 1991, it's a bit like Terminator 1. If you'd have seen it then, you'd have just
been
like...
What is this mindfuckery?
How? What?
Yeah. Would have been amazing.
How do they do that?
Yeah, like I said last time, I kind of feel like I wish I had a little time machine. One, we could go back and maybe sort out this COVID-19, if that could ever happen. But it would be like to have sat there and seen that for the first time. Experience things like that. Like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah. Be cool.
Yeah. But we can't, alas. Alas, earwax. Alas, earwax. Albus Dumbledore says it.
Great.
Dumbledore. So yeah, that's it. That's it, really, wasn't it? That was really good. What are we watching next?
You get to pick again.
Oh.
Yeah, you're not going to like either of them.
Okay, good.
It's time for a gangster film.
Okay.
Which means lots of talking, lots of murders.
Okay.
But I'm going to let you pick which one.
Okay.
You get to pick between Goodfellas.
Okay.
Or The Godfather.
Okay. But The Godfather's got, like, what, 3 films?
The Godfather has 3 films. If we do Godfather 1, we'll have to do Godfather 2. Because apparently Godfather 2's the best one.
I disagree.
I like number 1 better, but...
And Goodfellas is just the one film.
Goodfellas is just one film, but it is also very long.
Okay, both.
So you've got Godfather, which is Marlon Brando, Al Pacino.
Mm-hmm.
Godfather 2 is Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
Ooh, okay.
Goodfellas is Ray Liotta, Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro are the main characters.
Okay, let's just go Goodfellas, because I know you said, I know it's just the one film and I can see how I get on with it, and then we can watch Godfather and Godfather 2 another time.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I actually prefer, controversially, I think Goodfellas is better than Godfather, personally.
Okay, am I going to...
Will agree with me.
Am I going to kind of want to be in Italy and eating lots of pizza when I've watched this film?
No.
Okay.
You'll want... You won't want pizza. There's no pizza in the film whatsoever, I don't think.
Okay.
There's a bit where they cook onions.
I feel like something really bad.
And they use a razor blade to slice the onions.
Get in.
Yeah.
That's pretty
really
cool.
Really thin.
Nice.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Goodfellas is
Goodfellas
next.
Is it. Well, there we go then. Well, check that one out then. I don't know how I feel about that. I'm going to try not to look it up. But yes, no, as usual... As usual, you can contact us on Facebook on Hayley Watches or Instagram as Hayley_watches, or if you fancy dropping us an email, it's HayleyWatches2020@gmail.com.
Excellent.
Yeah. So that's the last of my Terminators watching, because the rest don't exist, right?
You can watch the new one, Dark Fate. That's allowed.
Yeah. Okay.
The one with Christian Bale's all right. I don't mind it. The other two, no. Terminator 3 and Terminator Genesis
are a no-no. Fair enough.
I mean, you can watch them, but we're not going to talk about them, because it would just be an hour of me going, it's so shit, it's shit, why is it so shit?
And it will basically won't be Hayley Watches, it'll be Colin moans.
Yeah, Colin complains that they made crap Terminator films.
Well, on that note, I hope you're all staying safe and keeping your morale up in these times if you're in the UK, and until next couple of weeks, I guess, when the next one's released.
Yeah, two weeks again now.
Yeah, it'll be ciao for now.
Ciao.
Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.